We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today's show's all about numbers.
We use numbers and math everywhere.
Everywhere I look, I see numbers. Numbers, lots of numbers. Everywhere I look, I see numbers. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Numbers in shoes and clothes tell us the size. Numbers on signs help.
You see what?
Numbers.
There's even a book in the Bible called Numbers. You guys know where that falls? Let's think of our song. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus.
Fours and Numbers.
And Numbers. It's the fourth book of the Bible. And who can tell us a little bit about the book of Numbers? Caitlin.
It's all about a census.
Okay, so tell me what a census is. Emily.
It's like when you count how many people there are so you know how much food to get. And that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's really counting the people and knowing where the people live. If there are more people in the city and more people. Yes, Alexa.
And also in a census, they count how many people are in each state so they know how many congressmen they need.
Good, that's right. That's why they do the census. Uh-huh. And the people back in the Bible times, the Old Testament times, the people were counted. They were actually in the wilderness waiting to go into the Promised Land, and they did a couple censuses. Here's what the book of Numbers says.
The Lord spoke to Moses, "Take a census of all the people of Israel by their family, listing every man by name, one by one.
You and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army."
And they did.
The total number was 603,550.
Whoa.
Moses was preparing his people to enter the Promised Land. He was counting the number of men to serve in the army. When do we use numbers to help us prepare?
Well, sometimes for something big, you'll make a list of how many things you need to do and what you need to get done.
Okay.
To keep track of time.
Okay, that's right. Numbers are on our clocks. They help us count the minutes. We count the minutes and the hours and the days. Jess?
We count our money so that we know how much we can spend at the store.
Yeah, good. Anyone else have ways that numbers help us prepare?
Well, for parties, some people write RSVP on the bottom. And the reason they want you to respond and tell you if they're coming is so that they know how much food to get and how much, you know, just how much stuff that they need.
Okay, so if you invite 100 people and nobody can come and you don't hear from them and you have food for 100 people and you only have a couple people who came, nobody else can come to your party. So those are all ways that we can use numbers to help us prepare.
It's really important to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
We can use everything that God has given us to do his work.
We can prepare our hearts and minds to give God our very best.
God wants us to be like him.
It's hard, but we don't have to do it on our own, because Jesus will show us the way. Some other times in the Bible when God used numbers. You think of some, Caitlin?
God gave Noah numbers. When he built the ark, God told him the measurements so that he would build it exactly the right size.
Good. That's a good point. And what else about Noah?
It rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
Okay. There's some more numbers.
And there's another example of numbers in the Bible. It's in a parable that Jesus taught about lost sheep.
I remember that one. A shepherd lost one sheep out of 100.
What happened, Alexa, to that lost sheep in that story? Remember that?
The shepherd left his flock and went out to find that lost sheep, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't stop until he found it.
Uh-huh. You know, God just really says so much about God's love for us, doesn't it? And how much he loves us and how much he knows us.
God even knows the number of hairs on our heads.
Can you imagine that? How many hairs do you have? Think you have on your head?
A lot.
Can you imagine trying to count them, Emily?
No. That would be like so boring.
Yeah, that would be.
1,200, 1,000, 5,000, 3,
good night.
Well, you know, I have another song that I used to sing with preschoolers that would help them because preschoolers love to count on their fingers. And I thought that would be a good song for this show, don't you think?
One and one makes two.
Yeah.
I forgot that song for
a second. Yeah, that's a good one. So let's listen to Counting on Your Fingers.
One and one are two. Two and two are four. Three and three are six. Now add a couple more. Four and four are eight. Five and five are ten. Counting on our fingers over again. One.
One.
One, two.
One, two.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, two and two are four, three and three are six. Now add a couple more, four and four eight, five and five are ten, counting on our fingers over again. Five, ten,
five, ten,
15, 20,
15, 20,
25, 30,
25, 30,
35, 40,
35, 40,
45, 50,
45, 50.
One and one are two, two and two are four, three and three are six. Now add a couple more, four and four eight, five and five are ten, counting on our fingers over again. Oh, one and one are two, two and two are four, three and three are six. Now add a couple more, four and four are eight. Five and five are ten, counting on our fingers over again.
10, 9, 8, we have a go for engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery on a bold new airplane.
I think that's all the time we have left. We've talked a lot about numbers. And you know what? We don't have many minutes left for the show. So we better just get ready to say goodbye. But before we do, Lexa, will you pray for us?
Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you've given us numbers to help us with so many things in this world. Help us to prepare and keep things in order. You're in control of everything, Lord. You want to see your family grow in number. And you have called each of us to share your good news. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to help us. He will show us the way. In his name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've learned a lot about numbers in the Bible and share that news with others.
We love to count the letters that our listeners send.
You can write to us, too, the old-fashioned way, snail mail, at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or you can head on over to your computer and email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit our website at www.karenandkids.com.
Or if you want to, we'd love for you to give us a call, 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, God is in control.
He knows the number of hairs on your head.
He knows the number of stars in the heavens.
He knows everything. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.